And once again, welcome back to The Shotlist, your ultimate guide to the world of fashion photography and videography. Now, today's topics might be controversial, might create spark some discussion. A lot of people are gonna like it, some people are gonna be against it. You know, don't come for us, these are our experiences. Well, mostly mine. But, you know, go with the flow, form your own opinion. We're not trying to convince anyone. So the question is, should you go to school or get some type of formal training to become a photographer or a videographer? Now, welcome, Jessica.
Welcome, Carla. The whole time I was thinking about, yeah. Because this morning, or like a few days ago, Carla and I were texting about the podcast, and I don't remember what I texted you, but your answer was yeah.
So I was laughing with a J.
Like J-A-A-J.
Instead of with the A's that we normally do in English.
Yeah, she's Spanish.
And in Spain, like, that's how you write laughing.
And in Germany, or in Switzerland,
it means something completely different.
When someone's like, yeah, that's like the equivalent to fuck off. Shut up. So, I was confused.
Yeah, it's like, just know when I do that, it's not that I'm saying you to fuck off, I'm just laughing about something.
But I also learned, because you told me, that there is a difference in yeah and haha.
Yes, so normally, at least for me, or like my friends, most people I know, if you're laughing with the H, it's kind of like you're properly laughing at something, it's really funny. And if you're doing that with a J, it's kind of like, yeah, haha. Like,
so my joke wasn't as good. It wasn't as funny. It was a yeah.
It's more like I'm crying and laughing, and more of like, okay, it's funny, or like, okay.
Yeah.
I fell. Okay.
I'm just medium.
Dummy me.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a medium joke. Step up your game, bestie.
So yeah, okay. To get into today's discussion. Yep, okay. So
you can tell your teachers to fuck off.
Yeah. This is now stuck to my mind. About today's topic. Carla has made a degree in photography, fashion photography. Yay. And I don't, but it is something I am currently thinking about a lot. So this is really interesting to me. I want you to quickly summarize your point of view about this conversation.
Okay, so I will say it's helpful.
Yeah.
You know stuff, you learn stuff, you have fun. So for me, what I've studied, bachelor's in photography in general, like you learn a bit of everything from product, document, like journalist style, fashion, like I've already said product, well, any kind of like photography, like you kind of like go over it. And then I did it's two postgraduates that you combine, so it becomes a master.
Yeah, okay.
So one of the, it's a fashion photography and art direction, and then the other part is high-end retouching.
Okay.
So, and those two become a master for like the, you know, studying system and all that. It makes it sound way fancier.
Okay? Yeah. So it was 3 years bachelor and two years master.
Master was one.
1 year. Okay.
It was like a very intense kind of thing. Of like, I need some rest time. And then, well, the master's I did, it was like a year, like a school year. Yeah. And then you could use the whole summer or choose to have 6 months to do your thesis.
Okay.
That was kind of like up to you.
Yeah.
What you wanted to do, okay, depending on how busy you were.
So that was of them. So maybe to clarify for those who haven't listened our introduction episode, I have a bachelor's
you
degree.
Should.
You should. I have a bachelor's degree in education, so something completely different.
Yep.
And everything I do in fashion videography, I have taught myself so far. So just watching editorials in the internet, talking to other creatives, assisting other people. That's how I learned everything so far. And here in Switzerland, the community of like fashion photography and videography is small. So I kind of feel like I'm at a point where I reached kind of like, I don't know, a border. And I'm thinking about...
You need something else to keep growing.
Exactly. I'm thinking about going to school. And that's why I have a lot of thoughts about this topic and why I'm really happy to talk to you, because you have the experience and you can answer me some questions. You're the perfect person to talk to right now.
Keep them coming. Ask everything you want.
So let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Before you applied to your bachelor's degree, did you already had experience in photography? Did you had to have a portfolio, or did you start from scratch? How easy was it for you to being accepted?
I started from scratch.
Yeah.
I mean, I did play around with photography. I had my camera. I knew the very basics of manual shooting. I did some kind of like photos, like day to day, like took some pictures of my friends. It was very kind of like, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I really like it. And it really fascinates me, the whole world. And that's something, you know, I always saw the magazines and be like, I want to learn how to do that. Like, And I know I can do it. I just need to figure out how. And in my school, for you had the option to skip the first year because it's fully technical, but then you had to present a portfolio, do a technical exam. If you pass that, like, you could move on directly to second year. I had like people in my class that tried and didn't make it through, and they had to do the first year, and they were very pissed about that,
I guess.
So for me, it was just straight. I finished high school and then I just applied, and they were like, okay, cool. Like, you know, pay and you're in. You've graduated high school. You have all your like education in order. So you're good to go.
Yeah.
You just needed to be also over 18.
Okay. And then like after your bachelor's degree, you were automatically accepted to your master's degree.
You had to apply for that one.
Yeah.
And for that, they did ask some kind of portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mix of people who were at the masters. I had one of the friends I made there. She studied fashion in London in a school, and then she applied. So she was very, you know, secure in like the fashion and like the trends and all that part. But she was looking to learn photography. And for me, it was the other way around. I was trying to learn like the ins of how fashion industry works. So that was very nice because we had different people. Like also some people came from graphic design or just design. They just like that area. Or there was a bit of everything, I would say.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool. I feel like with fashion becoming more and more popular, I think loads of schools have like more and more higher and higher standards to be accepted.
I think it's good.
Yeah, because
it's been romanticized as like this cool, glam, super, you know, teal and like very fancy.
Yeah,
it's not.
Like, it's not.
It sounds, but you know, you're waking up like for shoots. Like you'll wake up at 5 a.m. carrying around like big suitcases with like cameras and equipment, and then you get to set and like something won't work, and you're like, fuck, or you'll forget like that one cable that you specifically needed, and everyone goes into like a stress mode and trying to figure out how, you know, we're gonna solve this. So a lot of like, I don't know, a lot of rejection. Like they don't tell you about all the rejection you'll, or like no answers you'll get, the frustration of like, am I good enough, and like all of that. So I think it's good that schools are getting a higher, you know, they're getting tougher with like who
I
they
think
are.
So
because sometimes people might just
want to do it for fun. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For example, I had a shoot very recently where somehow I ended up a bit, you know, lied to, but it's fine. So
happens
every now and then. So it was like I was someone who was still studying some styling course or something showed up at set. They're like, now I need to do this shoot and I don't want to do it. This is a waste of my time. I'm like,
well,
you're starting to become a stylist, so maybe you should embrace doing shoots.
Exactly. Yeah, so I was you like, should do, make the best out of everything.
If like you're doing a school project and you're already so over it, maybe rethink it, because it's gonna be, that's gonna be your career, going to showrooms, getting the clothes, going to a photo shoot when you want to be in bed because you're tired.
Exactly.
Welcome to the adult world. So
yeah, so I feel like loads of people have like the imagination of how it is, like how it is presented on social media, maybe.
Yeah.
But like, what did you, or why did you decide to do that bachelor's degree?
I decided because I knew I wanted to get to the top, or like what I wanted to, like, I don't, like,
let's
you know,
go.
Like, if I do something, I'm going to do it properly.
Yes.
And if I want to become a photographer, what, I'm going to start studying medicine? Like, no, obviously, no. I'm going to go and try to figure out how to become a photographer and learn the basics. So my family was cool with it because I was studying. If I would have gone like, oh, I want to become a photographer, I'll figure out on my own. They'd be like, what?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Different generation, yeah.
Yeah, different generation. But at the same time, I think it was really helpful to actually go to school because I didn't have any connections or anyone who could properly guide me and help me with that.
I think that's a pretty, that's a strong argument. I feel like if you already are in some sort of like circle or have that community,
access,
have
to
like,
people.
Yeah, exactly. Have the access to people who can teach you or like bring you along, or people you can assist regularly. It's a whole different starting point than if you have no idea at all.
Yeah, it's like kind of the cliche of, all my family, like all everyone in my family is a doctor, so I'm a doctor. It's kind
exactly.
of like the same thing. Like, yeah. Like I got to college and already like knew half of the stuff because it was like a trivia game in our house.
And for me and for like people listening, do you have like an example of something you've learned during your degrees that you probably wouldn't have learned on your own, but now in hindsight was actually or is actually pretty helpful to you now?
Lots of things. I would say first year and part of the second one was very much of doing things that was like, what am I doing this? Like first year it was very very technical. It was just like a way to have us ingrain like the basics of photography. Like there was, you know, at the beginning when you start shooting manual, let's say, it's kind of like you're thinking about everything, like, oh, like, okay, like, how do I get the right exposure for this? Or how do I achieve this look? Like, it's very, you know, you're second-guessing everything slow. Like, the flash, how do I get this type of shadow on the face?
Yeah.
Like, we had one of the first, like, projects we had, it was basically set up the camera, get the on-camera flash, and start trying all the flash power.
Okay. And then?
Let's be honest. Would have you done that yourself at home?
Nope.
Okay.
I have
me
never
neither.
Done that. Yeah. I mean, I don't work with flash, but I haven't done that with, like, video
lights. Yeah, you would. Exactly. And then you had to go print the work, actually write manually all the stats on the, you know, on the the papers we were presenting it.
Yeah.
It was still a bit old school. I think maybe they've changed it, like, now, but it was very, like, you know, manual labor, also, like, manually doing things, printing your photos, which is nice. You know, so that was, like, very helpful. And also, we also had a film and, well, analog class. So that forces you to really shoot properly.
Yeah.
Because there's no redoing.
One chance, yeah.
Yes. And you take the photo and you're like, did I do it right? I think so. Hopefully, I did.
Maybe. Let's see.
Like, fingers crossed about that one, because everything expensive, you're trying to be extra careful, because as a student, like, you can ask your parents to give you the money because it's schoolwork, so kind of like,
I mean,
they're fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's possible, not everyone has parents who pay them everything, so.
But then it's not only the money, because at school we did have a dark room.
Yeah.
So it was us going to the dark room, developing the film, doing like the contact sheet, doing everything. And it was like doing all that just to have like a badly exposed photo. You're like,
damn, all of that work.
That's like that feeling of not doing it properly from the beginning. It's like, why did I do it? Like, why didn't I thought about that? Or something like that. Like,
and you will remember that the next time you do it, because it was so annoying.
And for example, second year, we also had like a portraiture class.
Yep.
And a lot of, most of it was using digital cameras, like medium and like large format, but some of the projects were done with medium format film, like 120, you know, and with the Hasselblad, like you had the chance to actually work with like cool, like, and good, like, so that was cool. I almost, like, I put it on the tripod and it wasn't like properly secure, so I almost broke one.
How dare you?
But I caught it on time, so we're good.
Ooh, the stress level.
But for that one,
oh my god,
like, you know, the teacher was very technical in the sense of like, you first need to have the lighting, set up your subject properly, lit everything, measure the exposure, and then like the last thing you'll do is like have the camera and like look to the, like, on the camera to see like the composition and adjust that. That's the last thing on your mind when you're taking a photo.
Yeah.
So it kind of like forces you, like, okay, this light, what is this light doing to my subject? Okay, I have that one. Is everything properly, you know, exposed? Like the exposure is correct, everything? Because then you had to go develop that, do the,
do it all.
I don't know what
again.
It's called in English, like get it on paper.
Yeah.
But it's, but you know, from the film to like the paper and everything yourself. And then you had to like retouch it. If you, it was like a, if there was like a hair or something, which that's, I have so much respect for old school photographers. Like, oh my goodness.
How can you do that?
I think I spent like 5 or 6 hours to try, like, to take like one of the hairs away, like a dust mark. Yeah, yeah. Because it was like my first time. So he's trying to like, and like figure out the shades. How does this work? Like, what is going on?
Oh my God. That's brutal.
Yeah, but otherwise I would have been like I wouldn't have the needs or, for example, the means to learn how to actually, you know, develop film and like the process behind it. So,
yeah. And how do you think that has helped you for your current practice? Like,
yeah, so that I think from the start, like, I don't have to second guess like how I'm doing the exposure. It comes so natural to me.
Yeah,
like I'll. This might sound bad, but like sometimes I'm just like looking at the numbers. I'm okay, like how the scene is looking.
Yeah.
This this setting should be about right. Then I'll obviously confirm that my thoughts are correct. Mm-hmm. Obviously, but it's kind of like, okay, I think this should work, and it's very easy of like, okay, in the situation I'm in, what setting should I move that it's gonna, you know, affect me the least for what I want to achieve. Kind of, I think it's given me the speed and the confidence of like the really basic things.
So some sort of routine, I guess. Yeah,
exactly. And then knowing the lighting, being very comfortable around a studio.
Yeah.
Just going in and be like, yeah, this is this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. You have the knowledge. You're more confident.
Exactly. I've never had like the, I don't know, the fear of like, this is going to be my first like commercial, like shoot being me in charge. Because from the start, when I was the one shooting, like I've always been in charge, even if it was a school project.
Yes,
you know, I was like
The
one booking the studio, booking, looking for the models and like setting the lighting. Yes, I have my friends there and like colleagues, and like there was always a teacher in the school that you could be like, why isn't this working? Which happens, but it gave me like this very, you know, like the basics.
Yeah.
It's like just ingrained in me. It's like riding a bicycle.
Yeah. Okay. I see.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah. That. No, I get that. I mean, in my bachelor's degree, which is about education, it was the same thing. Like, we had to do stuff over and over again. We were literally annoyed and over it by the third year. But now looking back, it makes sense because it's now engraved in our brains and we don't have to think about it. So,
and I think it allows you to then try new things.
Yeah.
Being like, okay, I think this might work and you're normally right.
Yeah, exactly. And so, as for what I understood, so university kind of pushed you to make mistakes and get out of your comfort zone, right?
Yeah. So in that sense, I would say I made mistakes because some things I didn't know. And
of course.
You know, but then I did them wrong and someone told me this is not how you do it, like, or yeah. this is not, and I also had a very feedback of like, this is not good enough.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's, you have someone from the outside telling
being
you.
Being like, maybe you push yourself a yeah. little bit, like, this isn't quite there yet. Redo it, rethink it, kind of like, this idea is not good.
Yeah.
Just and someone if, very honest being like, no, try it again.
And if you would have done it by yourself, you would have probably been, no, that's just fine. I leave it at that and go on.
Yeah, I think as humans, we always look like the easiest way to do things.
Yeah.
To stay on a comfort yeah. zone. So I would have been like, yeah, this is good enough.
Yeah, fine.
Let's Knowing go on. That maybe I could push myself, but I was like, this is good enough.
Yeah.
I'll keep, you know, kind of like going. And then it also obviously pushed me outside of my comfort zone. Because yeah. I hate doing landscape. I absolutely hate it. But we had projects about that. Like yeah. we had a project of like shooting at night.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck am I
it's gonna totally do? It's totally different, remotely, yeah.
That I remotely enjoy. I end up like finding some kind of like cool way to do it. I did like a very spooky and weird thing with like movement and I don't know. But I did it in my backyard because I was like, I'm not going to wake up or sleep, yeah. go sleep in the mountains. One of my best friends, he loves doing that. And he did like a 5-hour hike, slept on the mountains and stayed there 2 days. Oh, and wow. he was so happy about it. He was in like astrophotography. He was living his life. He was loving it. He was like, do you want to come on? I'm like, fuck no.
No. No.
I'll help you, like, you know, choose the right photos. But, like, I'm not going. Like, you go have fun. Enjoy yeah. your time outdoors. If you get eaten by a bear, I'll keep your camera.
You do things. You.
Exactly.
So, but so do you think your... Much. Do you think your interest has changed when you're, like, saying, oh, you don't like landscape? Did you know that from the beginning? Or did you learn that during your degree, like how your interests developed?
I had a feeling that I didn't like landscape, for example.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did enjoy doing like product photography.
Yeah.
Because you all like you kind of like build your own little world for like that project. So I learned like I like to create scenes and like little sets and like little stories or like you know for I like having the power to manipulate what's going on a bit mm-hmm. and like. Get it to tell or show what I want to show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then landscape, it's very, you have what you have.
Yeah.
And you have to play around with that. So yeah. you're like, I enjoy it that much. And I figured that those things out, but I learned yeah. how to do it and I know yeah. what to do, what not to do. Can I do it? Yes. If you pay me, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's definitely going to help me if I shoot an editorial outdoors mm-hmm. in the area we are
oh,
in.
I
it's
see.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
You kind of like, you've done that before. You can,
yeah.
you know what to look for or what potential things could go wrong or how to shoot certain, like certain things, what lens should work best. Or,
exactly. I don't know, like,
things, little things like that.
I don't yeah. know.
Knowledge is always good, I would say, in this kind of thing. And you're frozen!
You're just froze.
Okay, we're back.
So.
Okay, we're back. Technical problems are over. I think you were asking a question, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was asking you... Okay, you were talking about how your interests developed and how mm-hmm. you did boring stuff, but in the end, they helped you anyways, like mm-hmm. in some sort of way with like,
yeah.
as you said, with editorials, for example. Mm-hmm. So how was like the technical stuff, the boring and basic technical stuff?
Mm-hmm.
How is okay. that? Like, how do you push through stuff that you... find super boring or basic?
You just push through them. At the end of the day, you're at school.
Yeah.
You're gonna get classes you enjoy more and classes you enjoy less. Like, that's a given. We did have a class called, it was just technology. Mm-hmm. So it was basically from how the camera sensors work, how, like, what's the technology inside, like, how, you know, which sensor is better for what? What yeah. are their limitations? And the lenses, how different type of lenses are done, when like the lenses lighting problems, I don't know the words in English, like aberrations, like which type of conditions will cause what on the lens,
yeah,
and how to then fix it, or how much you can fix from those, or how can you avoid them.
Yeah,
which it's very technical, and mm-hmm. someone will tell you like, oh, this kind of aberration appears like in this situation, and you maybe know that from your own lens because that's the lens you always use. So after a lot of practice and trial and error, you're like, oh, this always yeah. happens when this, so you figure out by practicing.
Yeah,
but this way you kind of like know and get the reason why, and you mm-hmm. can avoid it beforehand.
Yeah.
Was it boring? Yes. Was I looking videos from other things during class? Obviously, yes, too, because it was like 8 a.m, a 3-hour class. Like, I don't want to be here.
Okay, yeah.
And then, for example, we also had like a history photography class,
mm-hmm.
which I think it's good. It was more interesting, yes.
Yeah.
But I know we start from the beginning of photography, like the first photo and all that jazz, to more recent photographers and different type of photographers, and how mm-hmm. some of them shape culture or something, things like that. So it was interesting but boring at the same time, because yeah. the teacher had this like weird tic that he did like every 5 minutes, like so like imagine that like a year oh. straight for like 3 hours.
Oh
so
my god,
like very we would play games how many times, like he did like the weird thing, and he, we also all the things we were talking about and the structure the class took, it was from his books.
Oh my god, like I know he cannot change it, and he is mm-hmm. the way he is, and I'm trying to not judge, but this stuff gives me the ick, because as soon as I know, or as soon as I realize that someone is doing something over and over again, I can't not hear it.
That was the hard. That was very annoying for that class, but you got used to it somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were using like his books to kind of like do the class.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like a very, oh, well, maybe there's more things.
Yeah.
Kitty gave us like all the books and everything. We didn't have to pay for them. So that was nice. But yeah, I think for that class, it was good to know what's been done.
Yeah.
What type of like, I don't know, different views and how photographers, styles, things you can try, you know, kind of like, oh, I like that and I like that from that one. What can I pick and choose from those to try and incorporate in my vision?
Yeah.
Instead of like looking for actual current references, because everything that's being done now, it's probably inspired from something someone else did in the past. So nothing mm-hmm. is really new. Everything's a copy of a copy of a copy, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was definitely nice to have that, you know, and knowing the boring stuff also allows you to break those rules.
Exactly.
You know, and when someone goes, why are you doing this like that? You know, trying to be all like, you know, I'm so technical about it. Like, oh, I can watch you. Like, you can do it like that, but I do it like this because that's how I want to achieve that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Hopefully that answers your question.
Yes. Cool. I've also heard that you get valuable insights into the industry. Yeah. Did you feel like that as well or not at all?
Yes, I definitely, because for my bachelor's degree, it was a very low-key, very technical school.
Yeah.
Kind of like, it wasn't all about like, it wasn't like about fashion.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It was photography.
Exactly. They're the mm-hmm. teachers at the end of the day. They are currently working.
Yeah.
Like our retouching teacher, they all had like their own like studio retoucher.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like very much of like, oh, we, for this brand that we literally, I'm not allowed to say, like they were all trying to be all cool about. I'm like, okay, well, you're telling me anyways.
Okay.
That's what like, that's their secret, you know, kind of like editing thing. So it makes them unique to them kind of thing.
Or
like
interesting.
Tips and tricks of like, this is the standard, but we do it this way because it's way faster.
Oh.
Or like we send this to like some countries to do cheaper, and then we get it back on the studio and, you know, it's less work for us. They're like, this is very standard in the industry.
Oh, okay, but I see.
Maybe not know.
Yeah.
We had, for my master's, for example, we had a master class of how to do abs, boobs on Photoshop, how to make them symmetrical, and how
wow
do it the best way so they look as real as possible.
That is a class itself.
Yeah, it was like a masterclass workshop for like a, we spent like maybe six hours doing that, basically.
Amazing.
And I was like, I like this. Nice abs.
Yeah, nice. Could get used to that. Okay.
Won't complain about that one. Or being able to go to a teacher and saying, hey, like, I want to do this style, like this type of retouching.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you do it. Or for example, for my master's, it was on a fashion school. So everyone was in the fashion industry.
Yeah.
So that's always nice. Mm-hmm. And the teacher who did like all the fashion photography and art direction part of it, he was like now he's kind of retired. So he doesn't do campaigns anymore that often. But he used to do like Lacoste for campaigns for 10 years straight. He was like the very well-known. He would tell stories like, oh, yeah, I was with Penelope Cruz, like doing something somewhere, and like this happened, kind of like, you know, like little stories. He wouldn't go into full depth. But I know it was nice, like going, grab coffee with your teachers. Both schools, I have to say, they were very low-key. And like the teachers were very like, you know, outgoing, nice. Like, so that's very valuable, I think. And they were very, very honest of like, I know we should do it this way, but like, no one will say anything.
Those are the actual, like, really valuable inside views that you need to get. Yeah. So now I have a lot of pros.
Okay, cool.
I have talked to a friend of mine who is not here, obviously, but he is the absolute opposite of you. He is absolute contra, and he wants...
There's a lot of people against it, so it's fine.
Yeah, he wants to convince me that it is the absolute worst idea to do a fashion school. Maybe to like summarize it, he feels like it's not necessary, and you get more, like, you get more in-depth, like, insight views when you just assist other people. But I need to clarify as well, he is pretty privileged. So he he has grown up in a family of photographers. My English literally went out of my head right now.
It's fine.
And he already like had all of the equipment and contacts, so that maybe clarifies it a bit. But I have concluded
You go to your pros and cons to go against your friend. In my school during my bachelor's, there were these two twins who were studying photography with me, just as I am, like same class, we did everything. Their father, he has his own photography business.
Yeah.
And both of them were there.
Yeah.
Yes, they did have a lot of the equipment. You know, they were like, oh, I have this and that. And I was like, oh, okay, good for you. I have this shitty camera that I started with. But
well,
they did go to school and they learned everything. Like some of the things they knew, they had the extra help. And yes, the good thing for them was like as soon as they left school, like 6 months, like a very short time after, they were already kind of like working.
Yeah.
But I think one thing you need to really keep in mind while you're in school, the best thing you can do in photography is try to assist other people. But because you're not worrying about the basics, like what are you going to do? Assist someone and ask them how to get the right exposure? I don't think that's the most valuable information someone can give you. Yeah. You know? I think it's good for getting into the industry, but I think you need the basics. That's my thing.
Okay.
You can go now to your fucking phones, Liz, and convince yourself that, yeah, you should go to school and all that. I'll let you talk.
I mean, I still haven't made my mind up, so.
You will after this.
You are really convincing. So the pros that I have concluded, as you told, is you make more mistakes than you would do on your own because you're pushed further out of your comfort zone by other people. You are more likely to also learn.
The best way to learn is to make mistakes. That's what I'm going to say.
Sure.
I'll try that now.
You're more likely to learn the boring and basic stuff properly and get a routine. You are having resources to learn with, for example, like studios, different cameras, lenses, lights, etc. You are having people to ask questions directly while experimenting, or people giving you feedback of your work. And you are getting you are getting the an inside view of the industry, but it really depends on your school and your professors that work at your school.
And
Some of
really
them are
also how much you are trying to get
okay, yeah. You
into the
need
industry, because
to
I think I, like in hindsight, I think I should have tried to even dig deeper into the industry
I
a bit.
see. So you
That's
have
my,
to be proactive and go
yeah.
to your teachers and
Don't wait
ask
till
those
you're done with
questions.
school. Try to get into the industry while you're
Yeah.
studying. That's gonna be my tip.
And then there's one point that I personally would add, because that's a huge pro for me, is being with people with the same interests. Because like that's something that I'm struggling here in Switzerland, is not knowing a lot of other people who are doing the same. And I would love to just have a class, have people with the same interests and goals, and work together and talk about it. And I feel like for me, that's a huge pro, like having this community. I don't know if you've had that after your degree.
Oh yeah, my favorite part actually of the degree, or the moments where we actually thought about it more, was like after class going grab a coffee and just sitting there maybe like 4 or 5 hours discussing something, maybe daydreaming, trying to figure out, like some of us, like one of us would want to do something very specific, and all of us trying to figure out, brainstorming and like building on our ideas, and kind of like allowing ourselves to even explore further of things. So
That's something that I would actually really look forward to.
that's the most valuable thing, I would say.
And then like
The people.
cons. We haven't talked a lot about cons because we
Yeah.
don't have anyone here who
No,
argues with
exactly.
cons. But I think the obvious biggest one is the expense.
Yeah.
Fashion schools can be really expensive, especially when you have to go abroad for them.
And don't forget, like it's a con, but you'll pay for your, the school, but then, because you'll get better, you want to buy better equipment, then you'll start printing, and then you'll want to do X, Y, and Z that costs money. And so be prepared for the extra charges, or like money you will end up spending.
Yes.
Just be aware that
Equipment is
any
expensive.
creative degree, I think, comes with like extra expenses that you might
Yes.
not be aware at the beginning. So just
And then another con I've written down is you have to follow the curriculum, even if you have like other interests, or even if, or as you said, like the one teacher that only thought like had his own books and not other books, like you are bound to that curriculum and what they teach you.
But I think that's any degree.
I mean, obviously some of these cons transfer to other degrees as well. It's not only fashion.
Sadly, no.
The third one is it's not a job guarantee. Like, I feel especially in the field of photography and videography, your portfolio is more worth than your degree. But
Oh,
then again,
definitely.
you work on a
How do
degree,
you build?
like you work on a portfolio during your degree, so you kind of have both in the end. But I feel like loads of people have the mindset, oh, I'll do this degree and then I'll get a job. But it's
No.
not a guarantee. Like you still have to go through the, probably you still have to be assisting and stuff like that to actually make it,
Yeah,
even with a degree.
it's gonna be hard to get into the industry, like fashion industry, like that's a given for sure. And just be ready for that
Internships
one.
and assisting, stuff like that. And the last one I've written down is it takes time. Like you need to invest your time into studying and learning, and you won't have time to work a full-time job, and you might have to reduce your your free projects that you do on your own because you have to study as well.
Oh yeah,
so like, it will take time.
We haven't talked about it, but you know, while I was studying, I was obviously still working.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I was also training competitively. So be prepared to not have like, well, to have social life, you'll have it because you're young and you'll want to be social, but you'll be tired.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how I did. I would leave like 6 in the morning and I would get back like at 12.
Yeah.
After training.
Yeah.
And I didn't like, now I think about it, I'm like, I'm just tired thinking about it. I don't know how I did it. But be ready to like grind.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It's not for the faint of heart, I would say.
But yeah, to conclude, like, there is no right or wrong. Like, we cannot give you the answer. Carla cannot give me the answer, unfortunately.
Yep.
So you have to like outweigh pros and cons for your own life. Like, for me, it really, like, the financial aspect is a huge con right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like the community part is a huge pro. So you kind of have like to see which argument outweighs the other. Yeah, but like,
it's a very specific to each person. And some people do well in classrooms. Mm-hmm. Like, I do well in a structured environment and I need that kind of structure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thrive on that. And some people I know, like, they're just going to be miserable. If that's you, then go ahead a different route, I would say. Maybe once you have the basic downs and you're really interested in like something very specific, just go and do a course and like that one specific thing. But that would be like my other point of like,
exactly.
If you're going to be miserable, don't listen to me.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Like, yeah,
if you're going to go bankrupt, you decide, but like in Spain studying, it can be expensive, but I know it's not as expensive as in the US or like other countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely cheap. Like, okay, like people might come for me, but you can get like obviously it all depends on your situation and all of that.
Yeah,
but it can be doable. But I do have to say, like, in my case, it was all private schools because we don't have a public photography degree, I wish. But it's not, you know, I know there's like the cost, so that it's, take that into consideration. But I would think it's worth investing in a in-person course than online, because I think online it's all
good. I would definitely, if you do a course, do it in person.
I think that's,
yeah,
if you can invest a little bit more in doing it in person, go ahead and 100% do it. Or look for like fashion schools and creative schools. They always have like shorter or like very specific, you know, courses of people who are already doing professionally something.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to, you know, get more knowledge on that specific thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm guessing now a bunch of quick courses of like AI will start popping up.
True.
Like, I won't go back to school and do a full degree.
No,
but I want to learn how that works in the industry. So maybe
exactly.
Look into that. Could I learn it on my own? Probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe it depends
on
longer.
Like, yeah.
It depends on if you want to spend the time of figuring thing out and finding the right resources,
mm-hmm.
or going pay some money and have someone already give you like the what works best.
Exactly. And maybe to take like the pressure. Like, it's
the second guessing.
It's not impossible to do it without a degree. Like, it's absolutely possible to become a videographer or photographer without a degree. It's just, as you said, the question is how much will it help you? And is it worth for you spending that money to get this help? And if you even have the possibility to spend that much money.
I mean, a lot of photographers, if you ask them, what was your, you know, path or your journey? Some of them, they're like, oh, I studied graphic design. Then I became an art director and then I became a photographer.
Exactly. Everything is possible.
You know,
they have
all the, like a long career and like within like the creative field.
Yeah.
So it just, or a lot of retouchers that end up being photographers or casting agents because they're taking the photos of the potential cast and things like that, then they end up doing photographers. Or there's different routes to everything.
Yes.
Just like any career path nowadays, I think. Yeah. But if you're clear you want to be a photographer, just
do it.
Go and study, it's fine. If you can, you want to. Like, if you don't, like, okay. But don't, whatever you choose, like, don't say the other person is doing the wrong thing or.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think there's that's the
no
best.
Right or wrong, yeah.
Exactly. Just what works for you. Everyone's different. So
yeah.
Go with the flow.
Yeah.
And don't stress. Don't stress, but.
Yeah. Well, that's a really nice conclusion. Do you have anything to add to that or?
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. Go with your preferences.
Go with your gut and do what you enjoy and like. And that's what people create your own style and people will remember you. Doesn't matter if you went to school or not. It's fine.
And you will reach your goal either way.
Yeah. Slowly but surely.
Yes. So I think that's a wrap.
Yes.